Part 3. You will hear part of a radio interview in which a travel writer, Owen Griffiths, is talking about his career. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 1 minute to look at part 3.
Today on Travel World, we have Owen Griffiths, who writes the Fare and Play column in the Daily Messenger travel section. Owen, it's great to have you here. Can you tell us how you got started with all your travelling?
Well, that's perhaps not such an easy question to answer. My parents were always on the move because of their jobs. It was a different place, a new school, almost every year. I never really got the chance to put down any roots, and I think that's one of the reasons why I do the job I do. I don't truly belong anywhere, so I can fit in everywhere. My very first long trip abroad was to India in 93, just after I graduated, which taught me a lot about myself. It really tested my limits, and I found that, yes, I was up to the challenge.
How did you get started writing?
Writing's in the family blood. Dad's a playwright and Mum's an editor in a publishing house. Growing up in that kind of environment, pen and paper were always the respected mode of communication. And as soon as I could hold a pen, I was writing. At school and university, all I really wanted to do was write a novel, but that takes time and money. So after graduating, I took a day job as proofreader and copy editor on a national newspaper. You can't say it was what I considered real writing, but it paid the bills at the time.
What do you consider your big break as a travel writer?
It was all down to being in the right place at the right time. One of my friends was getting married, in Vietnam of all places, and as I was going out there, I thought I'd ask my boss if she wanted any travel pieces on that region. She didn't give me a firm answer, but I thought I might as well write something anyway. When I got back, there was a panic in the office one day. A deadline had come and gone, and someone hadn't filed copy. They needed something quickly, and I just happened to have the piece I'd written on hand. The boss also happened to like the piece, and so it went in the paper, and things progressed from there. It's not quite the career I expected, but I don't regret a thing.
As a traveller, what is your biggest challenge when you're actually on the road?
Keeping my mind on the task in hand. It's easy to have a great time doing whatever you want, but that doesn't lead to a good story. You have to know why you're there, what you're writing about, and think about your audience. If nobody wants to read the piece, then you've quite obviously failed. It can't be too heavy. It's not a social anthropology lecture. And it can't be too light. The reader wants a personal perspective.
How do you get all that material on the page?
Again, it's focus. I write my experiences out there as they happen, but they all need to be put into order. I need to include the reason why I'm there, what happened, how it all ended, and what it all meant. In short, it needs context, and that ordering of experience is the true skill of the travel writer. Also, there's the challenge of not repeating yourself. There's not a lot of room on the page to get across the essence of a place, the people, the sights, and the sounds. When you've been writing these pieces for any length of time, as indeed I have, you start to see patterns, and it's a real battle to keep the writing fresh. The true enemy of the travel writer is not the boss back home. It's the tired old cliché.
What advice would you give to someone who is considering going into travel writing?
Be sure of your own abilities. I'm not talking about writing here. That's something that can be learned over time, although it does help if you can rattle off 800 words before lunch. No, what I'm talking about is your own endurance. Great travel pieces are written by people who are prepared to go places others wouldn't even dream of going. They talk to street sweepers and beggars at 5 in the morning. They talk to the people who know the people to get that all-important local perspective. They're prepared to get their hands dirty and put every detail down on the page, and that's what it's all about, giving the reader the true flavour of another world.
You make it sound less like a job and more like a calling. What is the biggest reward of life as a travel writer for you?
That's easy. Getting to travel, of course.
Now you will hear part three again.
Today on Travel World, we have Owen Griffiths, who writes the fare and play column in the Daily Messenger travel section. Owen, it's great to have you here. Can you tell us how you got started with all your travelling?
Well, that's perhaps not such an easy question to answer. My parents were always on the move because of their jobs. It was a different place, a new school, almost every year. I never really got the chance to put down any roots, and I think that's one of the reasons why I do the job I do. I don't truly belong anywhere, so I can fit in everywhere. My very first long trip abroad was to India in 93, just after I graduated, which taught me a lot about myself. It really tested my limits, and I found that, yes, I was up to the challenge.
How did you get started writing?
Writing's in the family blood. Dad's a playwright and Mum's an editor in a publishing house. Growing up in that kind of environment, pen and paper were always the respected mode of communication. And as soon as I could hold a pen, I was writing. At school and university, all I really wanted to do was write a novel, but that takes time and money. So after graduating, I took a day job as proofreader and copy editor on a national newspaper. You can't say it was what I considered real writing, but it paid the bills at the time.
What do you consider your big break as a travel writer?
It was all down to being in the right place at the right time. One of my friends was getting married, in Vietnam of all places, and as I was going out there, I thought I'd ask my boss if she wanted any travel pieces on that region. She didn't give me a firm answer, but I thought I might as well write something anyway. When I got back, there was a panic in the office one day. A deadline had come and gone, and someone hadn't filed copy. They needed something quickly, and I just happened to have the piece I'd written on hand. The boss also happened to like the piece, and so it went in the paper, and things progressed from there. It's not quite the career I expected, but I don't regret a thing.
As a traveller, what is your biggest challenge when you're actually on the road?
Keeping my mind on the task in hand. It's easy to have a great time doing whatever you want, but that doesn't lead to a good story. You have to know why you're there, what you're writing about, and think about your audience. If nobody wants to read the piece, then you've quite obviously failed. It can't be too heavy. It's not a social anthropology lecture. And it can't be too light. The reader wants a personal perspective.
How do you get all that material on the page?
Again, it's focus. I write my experiences out there as they happen, but they all need to be put into order. I need to include the reason why I'm there, what happened, how it all ended, and what it all meant. In short, it needs context, and that ordering of experience is the true skill of the travel writer. Also, there's the challenge of not repeating yourself. There's not a lot of room on the page to get across the essence of a place, the people, the sights, and the sounds. When you've been writing these pieces for any length of time, as indeed I have, you start to see patterns, and it's a real battle to keep the writing fresh. The true enemy of the travel writer is not the boss back home. It's the tired old cliché.
What advice would you give to someone who is considering going into travel writing?
Be sure of your own abilities. I'm not talking about writing here. That's something that can be learned over time, although it does help if you can rattle off 800 words before lunch. No, what I'm talking about is your own endurance. Great travel pieces are written by people who are prepared to go places others wouldn't even dream of going. They talk to street sweepers and beggars at 5 in the morning. They talk to the people who know the people to get that all-important local perspective. They're prepared to get their hands dirty and put every detail down on the page, and that's what it's all about, giving the reader the true flavour of another world.
You make it sound less like a job and more like a calling. What is the biggest reward of life as a travel writer for you?
That's easy. Getting to travel, of course.
That is the end of part three. Now turn to part four.